Nazism. Adolf Hitler was a German politician who rose to power and became leader of the Nazi Party and Germany between the years 1934 to 1945. As dictator, he initiated World War II in Europe with the invasion of Poland in September of 1939. He would be responsible for one of the greatest atrocities in the history of our world, the Holocaust. Adolf Hitler, 1889 to 1945, was born in present-day Austria, close to the border with the German Empire. Hitler was born to a practicing Catholic mother. At 8 years of age, he took singing lessons and sang in the church choir, and even considered becoming a priest. After leaving home, he never again attended Mass or received the sacraments. Yet he viewed the church as an important politically conservative influence on society, and he adopted a strategic relationship with it that suited his immediate political purposes. Privately, he considered most Christian doctrines an absurdity, but admired his Arian Jesus, who fought against the Jews. According to a U.S. Office of Strategic Services report, the Nazi master plan included Hitler's desire to destroy the influence of Christian churches, and eventually, the total elimination of Christianity. According to this report, Hitler wanted to wait until after the war before executing this plan. The Nazi movement started in the 1920s and gained national power in 1933, and it lasted in Germany until the end of World War II. Much of the philosophy of this movement was based on an idea that the Aryan race, the term they used to describe the Germans and Anglo-Saxon people of Northern Europe, and that was superior to all other races and had the greatest ability to survive. According to the racist ideas of Nazism, the Germanic peoples were the master race. The Jews, Roma people, people from Romania, Slavs, and blacks were classified as subhumans. To implement these racist ideas politically, laws were passed that banned non-Aryans and political opponents of the Nazis from the civil service. They also forbid any sexual contact between Aryan and non-Aryan people. The Nazis sent millions of Jews, Roma, and other people to concentration camps and death camps, where they were tortured and killed. About 6 million Jews were killed, as well as 5 million others that the Nazis said were inferior. They consisted of Roma people, homosexuals, communists, people who were not white, people with disabilities, Slavs, transgender people, and Jehovah's Witnesses. These people were rounded up, put in ghettos, forced to work in concentration camps without trials, and then killed in horrendous gas chambers. In 1941, specialized military units murdered around 2 million Jews in mass shootings. By mid-1942, victims were regularly being transported by freight trains to extermination camps. Most who survived the journey were systematically killed in gas chambers. This continued until the end of World War II in Europe, of May of 1945. Most of the world considered the results of Nazism and the leadership of Adolf Hitler as the greatest interrupter of world peace in the history of the world. There are claims that Hitler attempted world peace from 1933 to 1939 with proposals to other world leaders, only to be rejected because they could never come to terms with his distorted ideas of peace, which they knew could never work. Not only the terms of his ideas were always in his favor, but he also had a record of changing plans at will, only to complement his ultimate goal of ruling the world. The definition of peace held by Hitler and other totalitarians differs significantly from normal thinking people. Regardless, a common theme seems to develop. Governments may claim they want peace and even sincerely desire it, yet war and violence are often the result. Again and again, attempted peace through strength has drastically failed because many of our leaders improperly define peace. They have their own agendas, follow flawed theories of government, or simply disagree among themselves. Men with authority have differences in their ways of thinking and have never been able to fully agree with one another, resulting in separation and division. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" This was never God's plan. He loves us and wants to lead and guide us through a restful and peaceful, faith-filled life. Sadly, many people, upon witnessing sickness, untimely death, the unspeakable horrors of Holocaust, and other terrible evil on the earth, wonder why God would allow such horrific acts of violence. One of the most popular of all remarks from mankind is, if God loves us, why would he allow these things to happen? Ironically, it was man that disobeyed God. A fallen man with fallen thinking will pervert truth and decency. Therefore, man, not God, causes these horrific acts of violence. God always warned his people before they made wrong decisions, along with the consequences of disobedience. We can always look back to see where we went wrong and repent of our unbelief. We can always find our loving God waiting for us at exactly the place that we left him. God has a peace that he wants to bestow upon his children. He has continued to love and lead us with direction straight from himself without desiring men to get in between him and his children. Since he knows the end from the beginning, he will always have our best interest at heart. He constantly tries to communicate this to us, but will man receive it? Man rejected the voice of God through the prophet Samuel, where the people desired an earthly king to rule over them. God, through his prophet, warned the Israelites of the consequences, yet they wanted to be like all other countries. God did not curse them for the request of the king. He just imparted his wisdom of what the future would hold by having a king. We find this account in 1 Samuel 8, verses 6 through 20. Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so did they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice. Howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards, and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king which ye shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. With the godly wisdom of what the future would hold, they still rejected God and asked for the rulership of a king. God hearkened unto their voice and gave them the desires of their heart. Has America rejected God's leadership as well? Does this explain racism, terrorism, crime, and violence in our beloved country? Does this also apply to the rest of our world? We cannot blame a loving God for the result of direct disobedience to his supremacy. He created man's heart and mind. He would be best qualified to know what would have been best for us. He also warned us through his providential care the precise consequences of the wrong decision. The circumstances we battle every day are the direct result of man and not God. We can never have peace within ourselves or in the world by rejecting the Prince of Peace. What an amazing God who still leads and helps us through these great trials brought on by ourselves. He rewards those with genuine hearts wanting to follow him, who put their full faith and trust in him and his word alone. Our faith in him brings great peace within ourselves, in spite of the type of government we are living under. Our personal peace is an earnest of the world peace that lies in the not-so-distant future. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.